I went Christmas without heating, New Year's without heating, and I'm still without heating. Mentally, physical, it's draining because I suffer with a sciatica in my back. When I had him, I basically died twice because they left the epidural in my back for 35 minutes. So when it's cold in here, I'm constantly in pain and they've damaged my whole nerve system in my back. When he comes out, he's hot every morning. He's like he's been in a freezer. But it just seems like every time I'm coming back here, I don't want to live here. Like, I want to get moved. I don't want to live here. Like, I want a house that is warm where I can call home. This ain't home.
I mean, what kind of things are you guys having to do that, just to keep warm?
We've got to put covers over us. Charlie has like two black, like massive blankets in his bed, two pillows. My bed, my mum had to go out and get me another duvet because I had a double one. That weren't like, even if I got two quilts over me, it's still cold. I've got to go sleep in my dressing gown. I've got to wear socks. I shouldn't have to do that in my home. I should just feel warm and feel, you know what I mean?
No, of course. And also, how is it affecting your son? I mean, he's only 2 years old. I mean,
It's
how?
can't, he's basically always got a cold, snot, where he's teething as well. It's not like he doesn't want to go in his room because it's freezing. Like, it's just disgusting, really is. And because it's that cold, I'm not sleeping at night. Like, I get in my bed tired, and as soon as I get in my bed because it's freezing in my room, I can't sleep properly. If you can't sort my heating out and can't change my heaters, the next result is to move me onto a property that the heaters do work.